Guess Who's Back on the titles. Sega! Everyone, and welcome back. It is Radio Redux. I'm your host, Archange UK, and it's series three, the first episode of series three of Radio Redux. I never realized it would go on for this long, the show. Something else that this show is now, it's like the unofficial Sega Europe Online Community Team podcast. Woo! And stuff. So you might well be finding there's some more members of the team appearing on the podcast, and you might find out the podcast goes a little bit more profesh, even more professional. We're amping up the professionalism on this show to an extent that we're going to cut out everything and just have a very long and boring interview for the entirety of the show. Or alternatively, we could have some music. It's the Rex Factor results coming up, and but first, let's have some music. What can we have here? I had some lined up. There it is. The Core from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, a game which came out very, very recently. I'm sure you have looked into it and perhaps bought it. Perhaps you've been given it as a gift. Perhaps you won it in a prize, a raffle, a tombola. Perhaps you stole it. Perhaps you prayed to the gods and it was presented to you. In any case, here it is. It's The Core from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. I'll see you after the break with some results. We'll be right back.
You are listening to
Radio Relax.
Yeah, we're back. So, Rex Factor. Obviously, I've been away for, was it 2 months? Almost 3 months, actually, thinking about it. What's been going on? I've been frightfully busy. Frightfully busy working on various titles. I'm still very, very busy even now. We don't have a new headset yet, so because for some reason I haven't gone out and bought one, which would have been very, very useful, bearing in mind we've got this first show. Yes, Rex Factor. Rex Factor generated far too much interest this time around. There was far too many Sonic fans out there. I would like to make an appeal, actually, to Dujin Sunao, just to say, can we please have like an instrumentals album? Because that would, you know, increase the amount of songs we've got going on at the moment. Bentley Jones will be listening into this, no doubt. He's listened to the last one, so I see no reason that, bear in mind his interest, that he wouldn't be listening to this one. Bentley, have a word with Jun. We'd like an instrumentals album, or we'd like instrumental versions of like the songs, like the themes from here on in, just like a bonus on any CD that comes out for that game. Have a word, will you? There's a good chap. Bentley Jones, everybody. Obviously, we had a nice interview with him, which went on Sonic City, that generated quite a bit of interest. His new album's sounding fantastic, if I do say so myself. And I'm looking forward to going out and spending my hard-earned money on it, unless he decides to be very, very generous and send me one in the post. So, Bentley actually inadvertently gave a bonus mark away to somebody in the All-Stars. We have a Bentley bonus situation, in that somebody impressed him, and they are going to get a mark. An extra mark. Will it affect the results? Probably not. But who cares? It's the taking part that counts. So, Rex Factor 2007, although I know this is now... Crikey, this has been recorded on the 1st of March, so we're well into 2008 now, but of course it's 2007, the competition that we had. We had the All-Stars, which was various people who were famous for being Sonic fans, or they were famous within their own right, or they were Dale Winton. One of them can win this marvellous prize, which is this glass of air, glass not included. Yeah, there's no prize this year. There's no prize. Oh, I might send something. I don't know. The all-comers section was a section because there were so many people who wanted to join, but it would have been far too difficult to sort out. So what we had was that you've got three judges, all of whom are incredibly evil, although Disco Pony is clearly the evilest because he's a pony and uses Disco in his name. The sharp round crisps that can slice open your throat and therefore don't do as well as other brands of crisps. Yeah, so much for the professionalism, eh? So, yes, we have him. We have Demex, the webmaster of Sonic Style, our baritone American who sounds like he smokes about 70, although obviously he doesn't. Then there's me. There's me because I didn't want to sing this year, because you all whinged last year, or rather the year before then, because I won. And so in a fit of pique, I said, right, screw the lot of you, I'm going to be a judge this year. Bentley doesn't believe that I can't sing, so on that basis, I'm going to prove to him that I simply can't. In the gap... Rory Black, the well-known singer in Shatner form, I'll say well-known, decided to put together a album for Valentine's Day of various different songs in different guises. The whole point of it was going to be a love album. There's very dodgy tracks on this album, but I, for my sins, gave him two tracks just for that. And I sung in French. I should point out this, obviously, very heavily Babelfished lyrics, so it makes no sense. The best one of the two, I sung My Destiny in French, which is Mon Destin, with a nice little intro. But the best one, which is actually, it's mostly spoken form, is a French version of Eggman. So, which I like to call it Ligman. So that's coming up for you now, actually. While I finish off trying to get some things sorted in the results. So, to prove to you all that I can't sing, and the reason why I wasn't in the competition this year is because I obviously can't sing, and not because I wasn't going to get away for 2 years in a row. Here is Ligman. I'll explain what the little freestyle translates as after the break, because I know some people were interested. Anyway, here it is. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, yeah! Plus trois commandes, ma qui allait gagner. Vous savez où le danger se trouve maintenant? À bord les arcs, on jamais encore. Foulant ouvrez les mystères de la vie. Je suis Ligman. Suis-ce qui suis gay? Je suis Ligman. J'obtiens le programme d'entrée. Je suis Ligman. Suis-ce qui suis gay? Je suis Ligman. J'obtiens le programme d'entrée. Je suis un arrangement, partout où je vais. Ils sont pensés de quatre manières. Tu aimerais toujours les bouquins que vous connaissez. Et c'est un obstacle qui tourmente toujours de manier. Je dois tout te souhaiter, ma regarde. Je vous lance contre le monde avec mes soucis. Toutes mes machines sont des volets de destruction. Si que tromper mon ambiance, je vous sais et vous verrez. Et avec ma machine, il y a un retrait. Je suis Ligman. C'est où est-ce qui suis-je? Je suis Ligman. J'ai obtenu le programme 4. Je suis Ligman. C'est l'eau et si vous switchez, je suis Ligman, j'ai tourné le programme 4. Bien, oui, je suis Ligman, j'ai fait des machines pour vous congrédier. Vous savez qu'il s'est comprenant, j'en donne l'impiédiquement. Nous avons un bon régime de pension, taux raisonnable de revenus. Ne pas mentionner le fait qu'il vous obtenez ses garanties des moustaches de l'édition. Et vous obtenez votre propre chanson de faire en français.
Yosh, obtenez votre charge des essais.
Je suis l'ennemi, je ressourrai. Ma mission pour est, je dois conclure. Mon nom est Ligman, n'oubliez pas mon nom. Si vous demandez encore, je vous dirai la même chose.
Oui.
Je suis Ligman. C'est lui, c'est Quizizier.
Tu n'as pas besoin de la programme 4, je suis Ligman.
C'est lui, c'est Quizizier, je suis Ligman. J'ai besoin de tout démontrer, programme 4. Je suis Ligman.
Ligman.
I'll tell you, that's the first song that I've performed. I'd say performed that I've actually been able to look back on and say, yeah, actually, that really rocked. The first one I've been pleased with, so that's quite impressive. For those of you who were interested, what the little almost like freestyle was, it was all right. Yes, I am Ligman. I make machines to conquer you all. You know it makes sense. Join the Eggman Empire. We have a good pension scheme, reasonable rates of income, not to mention the fact that you get this guaranteed limited edition moustache, and you get your own theme song in French. Yosh, get a load of this. Yes, Yosh, get a load of this. Me and Dreadnought had a bit of an argument about Yosh, get a load of this, and unfortunately he was right, and it comes from Sonic Adventure, and I thought it was from Sonic Adventure 2. Admittedly, everyone else thought it was from Sonic Adventure 2, but I would like to take this opportunity to, yes, say that Dreadnux is indeed right. All hail Dreadnux, Dreadnux rides again, obliterating everything that makes sense, and any tune, for instance. Speaking of, it's time to get on with these results. Obviously, so we've got the judges who are... So we've got the gay Simon Cowell, we've got the American Simon Cowell, and we've got me. It's interesting, this combination. I swear, some of the comments, especially from Mr. Ponies, have been just mean for mean's sake. He just thought he'd be the evil one. Fortunately, some comments from all of us, I think, are a bit close to home. Because we had to be very, very, very stingy on occasions. We'll start... I've got some audio from Disco Ponies, and obviously it was one of his dreams to appear on this show. We'll see what he actually says, because there was issues with it. But here's some results. If I was more organised, I would have nice sliced it up and seen if I'd recover it, but doesn't like it. So here's the voice of Disco Ponies for the first time on Radio Redux.
Right, Dreadnought's this song. I've no word for this, but I just really hate it. I hate it more than anything. There's so many reasons why I hate it. Of all the songs you could cover, this is such a bad choice. It's not even got that much of a lyric to it. It's just basically a 5-minute intro, it seems like, and then a bit of a verse and chorus, and that's it, and that's that. And it's just crap, basically, to cover. Of all the songs you could have chosen to cover, this was not a good choice at all. And also another really thing I hate is that it might just be me, but when I was listening to it, there was a definite stereo thing going on with your vocals going from left to right, which made me feel it was basically nauseating, so I didn't like that. So for technical ability, I'd have to give you a 4, sorry mate, it was just pretty crap. Artistic impression, changing the lyrics and making it all Christmassy, not that funny, sorry. So I'll give you a 5 for that. So yeah, pretty much Dreadnought, you suck this year, sorry.
I've literally just listened to that, Cold Dog. Oh god, what the hell have you done? You were singing keys that haven't even been invented yet. Jesus Christ. Brave effort, though. Good to you. Basically, you know, you downloaded an instrumental and sang over it and attempted some very brave notes. And, yeah, it wasn't very good, was it? It was alright. It wasn't the worst one I've heard, but it was bang on average, I think. I might be being a bit harsh. I mean, for technical, what did you do? You downloaded an instrumental, sang out of it a little bit off-key and out-tune, and that was that. And near the end, you seemed to, when there were no more words to sing, you just sort of, like, went off and started lolling. It was all a bit weird. So, yeah, only going to give you 6 technical ability. And for artistic impression, since you added absolutely nothing to the song, oh, dear, you're only going to get 4 out of 10, because I'm in a harsh mood. Actually, you know what? For artistic impression, I'm going to give you a 6. I'm going to add 2 points just because it made me laugh so much because it was that amusing. But, yeah, stick to No More Blue.
And that was it. That was the entirety of his thing. There was some more on there, but frankly, the sound file is so quiet that the quality actually can't up it anymore. So yeah, that was it. Right, so on that basis, we know that all of Jay's marks are rather evil, and we know he doesn't like Dreadnought's his song, and he doesn't particularly like Cold Dog's song. Yes, as you may have heard, marks are split up into artistic impression and technical. Now, technical does not necessarily mean the quality of the audio recording. It could mean either the accuracy in the song, for instance, the quality of voice, except, or it could also be that the use of audio elements within the song. Artistic impression is, you know, if how much we enjoyed it, or alternatively how much originality is involved, if there's been a lot of creativeness used to make the song their own. So that's the marks for you. I do have Demix's marks in their entirety, I believe. Where has that gone? Here, here's his voice. There we go.
Hello, I'm Demix, and I'll be your third judge for tonight. Evening, breakfast, lunch, or whatever time you play this.
It's 18 minutes past 12, just so you know. That's Demix. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming in via the wonders of an MP3 file. So let's get on with this. Let's get on with this puppy, shall we? First things first, I'd like actually to go through the results of the All-Star vote competition. Now, we only had the vote going on for the All-Stars mainly because it would have been far too difficult otherwise to do. We had 279 votes in total. It was actually 278. There were some corrections involved, mainly because there was all the Knights fans started voting for Trippy, and Violet organised a mass army of Sonic fans to vote for her, and it was getting rather silly. So there was that vote total is actually inaccurate.
Cold Dog.
What?
Yeah. Pretty much average singing. Didn't really stand out that much.
He
was singing along
up.
With the song than anything else. Nothing special here. Just pretty much song straight through the song.
Demix, shut up.
5 for 6.
Honestly, rude American interrupting us. Right. What was I saying? Oh, yes, these results. So, as a result of that, Trippy and Violet votes got locked down. What I've done is I've awarded an extra mark to Trippy because she and DigiValentine were actually ahead. So, the results are as follows. In last place, gaining a single solitary mark, and starting off just as he finished the last contest, it has to be said, is Dreadnux. Dreadnux, you get 4% of the vote, 12 votes in total, and that gives you 1 point. Woo! Yeah. Coming in above, with only one more vote, 5% of the entire vote, gaining 3 points is Rory Black with his version of Diamond in the Sky, which is called Shatner in the Sky. Next, there's a tie on 6%, but there was one more vote. The person just below with 17 votes was Ram the Dragon. You get 5 points. 5 points for Ram the Dragon, he says, filling out the spreadsheet as he goes along. So, 1 point above, just one vote above was Dark Speeds with Knuckles. Story of my life. Story of my life. Sorry, I've been playing a lot of Guitar Hero at the moment. A lot of Guitar Hero 3. Now then, top three. Mounting a rather serious challenge and being sort of ahead of the rest was T-Bird with 38 votes, 14% of the vote entirety. He gets 10 votes. He gets 10 points, rather, I should say. Where's he gone? T-Bird gets 10. Which leaves, of course, Trippy featuring DigiValentine first, Violet second, Violet gets 15, and Trippy and Digi get 20 votes. 20 marks. So, what we're going to do now, actually, is go down to the woods today, because you're sure of a big surprise, especially if there is a nice music track from somebody who didn't actually get their entry in on time. It's a shame, especially it's amazing. Darkspeed's contacted me with this, and he also contacted several of the others as well. This is a song by Elise Bellatrix. It's My Destiny in Spanish. It is absolutely superb, but didn't get it in on time. I'm sorry, Timmy, we can't accept your song. We were too busy down the bar drinking your college fund away. and swapping keys with other couples. This is your new mother, Sandra. Say hello to Sandra, Tommy. Yes, we've even changed your name from Timmy. She seems to have an affliction where she can't say the letter I. We're sending you off to war soon. Yes, so this is Elise Bellatrix's version of My Destiny in Spanish. She would have got a bonus mark as well for extra language difficulty. It's a shame. This will probably appear on the next album as a bonus, next Rex Factor album as a bonus. But it's joyous because it is an absolutely superb rendition of My Destiny by Elise Bellatrix.
Surgen los recuerdos de un remoto ayer. Oigo en mis sueños tu voz llamándome. Y no me decido qué es lo que puedo hacer. Cumplir mi destino, darte vida en vez. Quédate un poco más, o es que me
Wasn't that just great? And such a shame. We've been tens across the board from me, I'll tell you. So, yes, the others. Let's see what we have coming up. We've got to go through everyone else's. We'll start with Cold Dog, because we know that Cold Dog's coming up next. What does Demex have to say about Cold Dogs? Demex?
Cold Dog. Yeah, pretty much average singing. Didn't really stand out that much. Sounded more like he was singing along with the song than anything else. Nothing special here, just pretty much sung straight through the song. 5 for singing quality, and 5 for impression.
Disco Ponies says of Cold Dog, obviously we know what he thinks for the most part, but his actual written comments of Cold Dog are... just a reminder, anyway, it was 6 for technical and 6 for artistic impression. I'm kind of shifting through all sorts of notes at the moment because I've got 3 sets of notes and I've got no idea the votes for everyone else. Here's my comments for Cold Dogs. I'm rather keen on the opening as CD translates the bolshness of TJ's slightly cocky vocals very well. And then he gets all self-conscious and goes really quiet on verses when he should be actually cutting loose. Near the end, it picks up again a little, but this really suffers in much the same way as my one, to be honest, did last year, in that it was just thinking. Too much thinking involved. I've given that a 6 for technical and a 6 for artistic impression. Where does that leave Cold Dog's grand total then? Cold Dog doesn't pick up any bonuses. So as a result, his grand total across everything is a very respectable 34. Who's up next, Demix?
Crystal Dreams. Decent job with the backups. Almost made me forget which version of the Dreams of Absolution I was listening to. But too much whispering. 5 for singing quality, 6 for impression.
Okay, who's up next? Who's up next? It must be... where's Disco Pony's results? What does Disco Pony say about that? Has anyone not said anything about Anime Girl yet? That's quite odd. For some reason, they've left her out. Oh, yes, of course, because she was out of sequence. Crystal Dream says... nice one, Disco Pony. Average. Nothing more, nothing less, says Disco Pony's. And gives it 5 and a 5. I personally quite liked it, as I recall. Wait a second, where's my... my quotes. I wrote out all these on the train at one stage, gaining very interesting comments. Where's Crystal Dreams? Yes. Again, that's what I really, really like. Does sound a little strained in places, but as a performance, I really liked it. The others obviously don't particularly agree with that, by the way it was sung, but I do. So there. I'll give it a 7.5 for technical, and an artistic, I've given it an 8. I've had to end up having to do sort of 0.5s because it got a bit difficult. Crystal Dreams comes in at 36.5. Crystal Dreams, I know you emailed me earlier. Can you please email me again as I've lost your email address and I would like to respond? Dan Dyer is next, I believe. Disco Ponies said of Dan Dyer, it sounds like he is trying to sing without anyone else in the house hearing him. This song you need to scream like an idiot to, especially while singing Live and Learn in the chorus. He doesn't do this, so it's a bit dull. No offense, lol.
Dan Dyer. Nice job. I was able to get a feel for the song. But you sung every verse and didn't try to mix it up. 6 for singing quality, 5 for impression.
Dan Dyer, as I was going to say, was obviously one of Disco Pony's rivals. So at one stage with the whole vidcast phenomenon, I'm sure he wasn't influenced at all by that. Honestly, my comments on Dan Dyer. Actually, Dan was the last song I viewed, oddly enough. I did fear at this one this would be dire by name and dire by nature, but it's okay again. It's one that, again, a self-conscious performance. At one point, I actually swear he stops. That to me is never a good thing. Okay, needs some more relaxation in the voice. As a result, it gets a 5 for each mark. Technical 5, artistic 5. So, putting those marks in there. So, as we were saying, total is a 28 for Dan Dyer. Next up, we have Iris, who did a version of Flight in the Freedom. Right, where's Disco Ponies for Iris? I love this, he says. I think Believe in Myself may have suited better, but it doesn't matter because it's not. Because while it's not perfect, it's great to hear someone who can sing. Big marks here on the technical. A 9 for Iris from Disco Paris and a 4 from the artistic impression.
Iris. Fantastic job. I love the layers. 8 for singing quality and 7 for impression.
8 for singing quality and 7 for impression. So, yes, some big marks going on here. I'm not quite sure why Disco Paris gave 4 now. Anyway, Iris. Iris. Everything's out of order. Here we go. Iris is flying the film. When I first heard this, I frankly couldn't help but love it. Vocally, Iris is ace. Truly superb, and as a result, on everything, if perhaps a couple of the layered sections, everything's 100% spot on, frankly. It's a pleasure. It's a true pleasure to listen to this. Technically, 10. Iris gets a 10 for technical and artistic 9 because I just love that song. Absolutely loved it. As a result of that, Iris takes the lead, I think, so far in the all-comers competition. She gets a 47 total. Joint of Sonic Fans is up next. Demix, what do you have to say about Joint of Sonic Fans?
Joiner of Sonic Fans. Meh. Decent. Not much feeling was put behind the singing, but still decent. Second voice was kind of scary, but it did blend together. 5 for singing quality, and 6 for impression.
Disco Ponies says of Joiner of Sonic Fans. Not great sounding vocals, terrible song choice, enough said. A bit harsh to criticise the choice of the song, I think, because that's not the whole point. But unfortunately, that's his choice. I think you'll find that what I think is almost the opposite of Disco Ponies. Where is Join Our Sonic Fans? I'm stuck erasing it. Join Our Sonic Fans, joining Hearts, our Burning Rage entry. It takes passion about the game to stick and go of a track not associated with the main competition. While it is a little flat vocally in places, JSOF really got into the song after a while. Some of the layering was a little off, and there was a couple of mistakes in places. Technically 6, artistic 7. His total there is 31 marks. Next up is Katuos. Katuos. What do you say, Demix?
Katuos? I think. Needs work. Maybe make a demo and then leave it alone for a few days and correct yourself from there. But for the most part, I can't understand a word he's saying. Singing quality was alright. 4 for singing quality, 3 for impression.
4 for singing quality, 3 for impression. Disco Ponies was quite similar, I think, in marks. And it says, why are you almost whispering? Also, your technical means of doing the song was pretty bad, mate. Souls. Again, shame there. Unfortunately, something I think I have to agree with for the most part. Where's he gone? I've lost him. There he is. Katuos fails a little, as he didn't actually use the instrumental provided. which is, you know, a very silly thing to do. He's also heinously quiet, and there's some miscues. Credit should be given, I think, though, for attempting quite a tricky style of singing. So as a result of that, he gets a 5 across the board, technical 5, artistic 5. Gratuitous total, then, as I put those marks in, is, and again, quite respectable, 25. Roboshi up next, singing as the hobo. This divided opinion quite a lot, I think. Demix, what do you say?
Roboshi. Putting it mildly, it was okay. It captured the evil feeling of Dr. Robotnik, I think. Did an okay job of ad-libbing. There was a drunken hobo language, he'd definitely get the bonus points for it. 2 for singing quality, 4 for impression.
2 for singing quality there, 4 for impression. Disco Ponies asks, must you breathe into your mic so much? It sounds horrible. However, the lyrics made me laugh a lot, so well done for making this song your own and funny. 5 and an 8. Alright, mine. There's. Obviously, I quite like Roboshi's comedy stylings for the most part. Again, I should explain this character appeared in Roboshi's podcast. As such, it's very accurate. It does seem that the hobo is eating its microphone in places. I'm slightly concerned about the existence of Hobo World, frankly. Though the "oh wait, there's more" line made me laugh, so hey, it's entertaining at least. We've got a technical 4 and an artistic of 6.5. Putting those into the table, we get the following score for Roboshi singing as the hobo. He gets a 29.5. This is taking off the italics so we can actually read the numbers. It's 29.5. Shadow Earthheart's up next. What do you say about Earthheart, Demix?
Anime girl. Very dramatic. She has a lovely voice. Excellent work. Bonus points if she does count for them. 7 for singing quality, and 8 for impression.
Okay, he's calling you anime girl, I thought. Okay. 7 and 8, I believe. A 7 and an 8. So that's anime girl. There we go. 7 and an 8. Disco Pony says of anime girl. Zip. He actually makes comments in the audio, but unfortunately that was the point where it cuts off. However, bearing in mind his marks, I think he liked them. And the artistic impression mark, he gives 8, and the artistic impression he gives 6, and the technical he gives 8. And Miguel sung The Shining Road, which is also known as Sakari Michi, and that is the end by the end themes of Sonic X Season 2 theme. Yeah, and season 2 theme, ending theme of Sonic X in Japan. Obviously sung it in Japanese. I'm quite pleased to say that she does indeed get bonus marks. Where's my comments on this? I'll just go back. As my fellow judges have touched on this, it is indeed Japanese. Anime Girl gains an extra point for language abstraction. Again, this is pretty much a full-on great version of the song. A little waver in places, and I think she suffered from a drawing throat near the end. But still, apart from the voice weakening, that just little bit, it's all very, very good. 8.5 for technical, 8.5 for artistic, and 1 extra bonus point for language abstraction. So, putting those in, we have 8.5, and 1 bonus takes us to 47, which I believe ties Anime Girl with Iris. So, that's going to be interesting. Next up should be Shadow Earthheart. Demix, do you want to talk about Shadow Earthheart this time?
Shadow Earthheart. Nice job, you really got into it. The second layer could use some work. 7 for singing quality, and 6 for impression.
A 7 and a 6 there. 7 and a 6. Oops, that's an 8. That's a 6, rather. Right. Disco Ponies said of Earthheart, "Wow, another guy who sings with reasonable talent. And you give yourself your own backing vocals at points, so it gets a thumbs up from me. 8 for technical and 5 for artistic impression." I think there are many reasons to actually love this technically. Earthheart busting out a damn near perfect falsetto. Again, not sure the layering added that much, to be honest, to the song. And there was a couple of times when you almost faded out, as though not sure that you actually, not sure if you nailed your end point or not. Still, it was sung with great confidence, great conviction, and that translated to a superb performance. Technical 8, artistic 8.5. Falsettos, obviously. Falsettos go down well with me, let's just say, from a technical aspect. 42.5 is your final total, Earthheart. Good luck, mate. Next up is SMX with Team SMX. Yeah. I'm going to go with Disco Ponies first on this one, actually. His comments was, "Has the energy of a sponge, my least favourite entry, sorry." technical was a 1 and artistic was a 3. I don't think this is going to go any better, unfortunately, SMX. Sorry. Demex, what do you say?
SMX. Huh. Spoken word. I don't really have any words for this one. Seemed more like a one-shot deal. A little bit too many pauses for a song, though. 4 for sing quality and 3 for impression.
That's about as good as it's going to get, I'm afraid. Whoops. Oh, I seem to have erased Spinballs. Votes, which obviously I don't want to do. Where are we going? Spin. Just checking because I think I accidentally erased Bibbles. No. Oh well. Where was I? Oh, I was talking about somebody. SMX. Here we go. SMX. It's all very well reading it out, but you'd rather expect it to not mess up at all if you're going to do that. There's also a difference between reading it with some attitude and performing. While it was unique, that's sadly all it really had going for it. Technical 1, artistic 3. Unfortunately, I agree totally with Disco Ponies on that one. As a result of that, a very lowly 15 in D, a very lowly 15 for SMX. Sonic Yoda is up next. Demix.
Sonic Yoda. Did a nice job with the vocals. I don't know about you guys, but it felt like I was listening to a superhero comic book. I liked it. 6 for singing quality and 7 for impression.
Disco Pony says, "I can't tell if you're being serious with the vocals or not, but the song choice was unique enough so that it was good. You would have got more marks for artistic if you did the mother's section of the song." 5 for technical and 6 for artistic impression. I think completely the opposite of Disco Pony's on that situation. And that, he says, losing the marks again. Where's Sonic? Here we go. It was short, short, sweet, and it actually worked very well with the way that Yoda performed it. It gains credit from me by deciding not to do the Queen and Anna bit. That was a very, very sensible decision. Technical 7, artistic 6. Would have gained more if it was obviously a longer song. As a result, Sonic Yoda gains 37 marks in total. Puts him quite high up, actually. Puts him just above Crystal Dreams by about half a mark. Now we come to Speednux's entry. I'm interested to see what Demix says about this. Demix, what do you say of Speednux and his version of Starlight?
Speednux. Is this scene or spoken word style? Either way, a decent job with the mixing of New York, New York with Starlight Zone. But the sing quality, the 3. 6 for impression, though.
Yeah, Disco Pay's comment is just WTF, and gives it a 1 and a 3. I kind of echo that, to be honest. There's, unfortunately, there's no substitute for originality. I really wish there was, to be honest, as this is terrible. Unfortunately, you get moderately higher marks artistically because of this really weird decision of yours. Technically, it's 1. Artistically, it's 4. Which gives a grand total of 18, which puts above SMX, actually. I'm astonished by that, but this is simply the artistic version that saved him. Spinball Wizards is up next. Now, Disco Ponies, what did Disco Ponies say about Spinball Wizard? It says it's an average performance, not great method to record the music in the song either. I'm giving that a 3 for technical and a 5 for artistic impression. Demix, what do you say?
Spinball Wizard. Nothing special, just straight singing. But I think the song was a little bit too high for you, man. 4 for scene quality and 5 for impression.
I'm a bit more generous. I'm going to give a 6 and a 6. But I tend to agree with my fellow judges, which gave a score of 29. Now we are finally in the all-comers section. Majer's Escape from Your Mother. Yes, Disco Ponies says on that, "Oh my god, you rude bastard. Lol, very funny though, shame your vocals were amazingly poor." Yeah, Disco Ponies is just going for just the horridness aspect, I think. So 6 for technical and 7 for artistic impression. Demix says, what do you say, Demix?
Vigor. Needs work. Nevertheless, interesting take on the lyrics. 4 for scene quality and 6 for impression.
4 and 6. When it comes to me, Phil, you know, what the heck, dude? Ignoring the opening, which is flat and not very good, the layering's not so good. There's not really any conviction in the singing, and trying to sing a la Rory is one thing, but this is just, you know, no. Just no, unfortunately. Didn't like that at all. As a result of that, it's a 2 from me for technical, and it's a 3 for artistic impression. That will round up with a 28. So while I work through who came where, let's see what we get, eh? Time for some music for, well, I say while I work on that, what can we have? Let's have a look into my Redux brand of tricks. Yeah, I'll tell you what we're going to have. We're going to have Drifting Donbalom from Night's Journey of Dreams, which is obviously out in stores now for the Nintendo Wii. Enjoy this, and we'll catch you after the break with the final results, of the all-comers section. See you in a bit. We'll be right back. Yeah, there we go then. Jason Don Blanc hard version, or I should have specified, from Night's Journey of Dreams. So we got the results coming up for you now. Some interesting situations. In last place, 14th place as it happens, with 15 marks, we have Team SMX by SMX. In 13th place, somehow avoiding last place, was Spinux with Starlight. That gained they gained 18 marks. In 12th, Couturus, unknown for me, SA2 version, 25 marks. There was actually a joint 10th situation with Dan Dyer's version of Live and Learn, and also Video's Escape from Your Mother, hitting 28 marks. In 9th, well-deserved 9th, for Spinball Wizard with 29 marks. In 8th, 29.5 marks, just shading Spinball Wizard there. Izuboshi with I Am the Hobo. 7th, 31 marks, is Joint of Sonic Fans with Burning Hearts, which is the music from Burning Rangers, of course. In 6th, 34 marks for Cold Dogs with his version of Super Sonic Racing, the Scratch CD version. In 5th, Crystal Dreams, Dreams of Absolution 54 Remix, at 36.5 marks. Coming down to Nitty Gritty now, in 4th, quite surprising, bear in mind the length of the song, perhaps, Sonic Goes with Sonic Underground Theme, again, 37 marks, and got the 4th. Now then, in 3rd, Shadow Earthheart with 42.5 marks. Which leaves only Iris and Anime Girl. We have a tie. We have a tie on 47 marks. So there's no situation for that. So you both win. Well done. Anime Girl's version of The Shining Road, Karimichi, and also Iris' version of Flying of Freedom, both gaining 47 marks. Fantastic, guys. Really, really, really impressed. So, well, that leaves us with the All-Stars now, doesn't it? Oh, dear. Odd situation, really. The All-Stars. So, shall we get on with it? Shall we get on with it, or shall we have some more music? I'd quite like some more music, actually. I'd like some more music, certainly. So, what can we have? Shall we have a remix, children? Remix. Something from Hedgehog Heaven, maybe? How about Party in the Emerald Hills by Hayden? It's track 18 off of the Hedgehog Heaven album. First disc, I believe. So, that's coming up for you now. You're still listening to Radio Redux, where anything can happen, especially if it's scripted.
Radio Redux. It's a great show.
It's just so much fun.
Here we go. That was Boss Heavy Dog from Shadow the Hedgehog there following up. So, time for the rest. The best of the rest. Or is it the rest of the best? Or is it just some people? Before that, though, I'd quite like to thank everyone. For those who don't know, I mean, I alluded to something happened on my birthday way back when. Basically, I was having a fantastic time out and then got attacked from behind. I was waiting for a bus by a right cowardly bastard. So he got knocked to the ground and started kicking me in the head for all he was worth. So I ended up with going around for like 2 weeks with a massive trainer imprint based solely within the region of my face. I am very pleased to say that the police have got no CCTV of the incident at all. I didn't obviously look into the fact that obviously he was drunk off his head, so he probably might be in a bar at some point or around that area, or a pub. And bear in mind there is only like one. It might be an idea to have it check in their CCTV for him. So nothing's happening as a result of that. So all ended up with me getting a need to buy some new glasses at some point, as they are currently just sort of bent into shape properly, and having seven bells kicked out of me for no reason at all. Basically, it was on a vigilante. He was on a vigilante kick. Basically, there was a girl who preceded me by about 20 meters. I stopped at the bus stop, tied up shoelace. The girl had crossed the road by this point, and apparently he thought that meant I was stalking the girl, which is very nice of him. Said he was going to kill me, which he made a good fist of, and luckily the bus that I was waiting for, which he, as I was signalling, he jumped me, the bus driver still stopped and was able to help me. It wasn't a very nice situation in the slightest, and it wasn't a very nice way to spend your birthday, going to a police station and doing all these bits. And it's all these situations where you... There's clearly nothing wrong with me, but I was so shaken that I wasn't actually, I was talking very, very clearly, in that I was being very clear. I mean, I gave a fantastic description of the bloke, but nothing came of it. Nothing came of it, alas. Which is why I was very, very pleased, bearing in mind, this is like a week after the American State DS meet, which we had a fantastic time for those who were able to attend, the likes of Urfart and Verdure and T-Bird and Dreadnux and Violet and Rory and Mike Taylor. Mike Taylor, who hasn't entered the Rex Factor yet, I like to point out. Yoda and all these others. There was going to be a Zero Gravity meet the week after. Unfortunately, for reasons of idiocy, we had to cancel that. But people are going to meet some people are going to meet anyway. Some people were going to meet up anyway. I know T-Bird obviously he had his ticket, so it was a situation whereby we need that sorted. He couldn't get a refund on it, so basically he was going to use it anyway and come down. So I said I'd meet up with a couple of people. I forget when this was. It was probably about the 14th, maybe. No, it was going to be the 14th. 15th. Who knows? It was some day. It was some day during the week. I was very, very surprised. I was very, very, very surprised indeed to find that not just he was there, but pretty much everyone was there, actually. And it was essentially a surprise birthday party for me. Which I really dealt with the most amazing amount of surprise ever known. Because those who know me, obviously, I'm not actually that. I'm not normally very boisterous, and I generally have a point of mind whereby I don't deserve things like that, and I shouldn't be getting things like that, and what have you. So I did very. I had a fantastic time. And I got a cake. T-Bird's mum baked me a cake. And it was iced, and it had shadow on it and icing, and it was just, and I had all sorts of lovely presents from all the guys, and probably the best thing was just this card which was drawn by, you know, Violet and Earthheart and Rory Raccoon had a hand in, and it's beautiful, this card, and I'm going to treasure that always. So, and it had everyone's signatures in it, and people who couldn't make it, and it was great. And I'd just like to take the opportunity to say thank you very much for that. That meant an awful lot. In fact, it meant so much. When I got home, it sort of, the whole lot sunk in, and I basically emotionally collapsed, just from the sheer shock of it all, really. I got rather emotional, it has to be said. So yeah, thank you very much for that, guys. It meant more than you could possibly understand. On to more happier things. Even more happier things, Exchange UK. How can that possibly be? Well, we've got the All-Stars coming up. Now, the All-Stars are the band of Desperados who are the well-knowns within the Sonic community, or say the well-knowns within the Sonic Rex community in terms of Ram the Dragon. We also had a guest entry in that I invited along the heads of the Knights community, Trippy and Digi, to submit a song, more specifically Trippy, but they had a song lined up, so hey, that's good. So we could raise the terror of Dreadnought's version of Dreams Dreams from the 2006 version of the competition. So going down the running order, we've got Dark Speeds, Dreadnought, Ram Dragon, Roy Black, T-Bird, Trippy featuring Digivaldine, and Violet. I've already given you out the marks for the public vote, so let's get on with it. First up, Demex, first up, please.
Dark Speed. He was able to capture what Sega originally set out to do with Knuckles and Sonic Adventure in his own unique way. But I don't know about you guys, it felt like I was surrounded by either out-of-tune Dark Speeds or maybe drunken ones, I'm not sure. 4 for sing quality and 6 for impression.
4 for sing quality and 6 for impression from Dark Speeds. Oh, I know. I can see Dark Speeds who is very prolific in his very prolific in the amount of stuff that he produces. Oh, Dark Speeds. 4 and 6, mate. Oh dear. My fellow judge, Disco Ponies, thinks rather differently. Unfortunately, his comments were, says here, in audio. So that must have been in the audio file. The audio file that we couldn't hear any more of. So, but he loved this, frankly, because he gave it technically a 9, an artistic impression an 8. Which, of course, just leaves me. So, I thought of Darkspeed's entity that, actually, I don't know what to think about it. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not so great. If there was ever an instance of a song that was over-layered, this would be it. However, he gains a bonus artistic mark simply for the line, "Take it away, sax man." And I like the way that the attitude was translated from the source piece over to his version. So a 6 for technical and an 8 for artistic impression. So, putting those in, 6 and an 8, a total of 48 marks. 48 marks for Dark Speeds. Which, of course, includes no bonus and the 7 from his public vote. So, 48 marks in total. Who is up next, Demex?
Violet. She has a nice voice, but she seemed a little nervous. Just don't try to hit the really high notes. Good job on playing off your voice, though. It pretty much is a straight singing, but it does seem like a lot of heart went into it. 6 for singing quality and 5 for impression.
Demix is a tough man to please. Someone else who's tough to please is, of course, our good friend Disco Ponies. He says of Violets, for a very high song, Violet does very well and copes with... Oh no, that's my comments. Oh well, I say Violet. For a very high song, Violet does very well and copes with the super high notes for the most part. I don't think that the fake backing really added anything to the song until the very end. She actually missed a rather major cue near the beginning as well. She deserves credit though for taking on a very long song. Technically 8, artistic 7. Disco Ponies, on the other hand, says the following. Anything by Vi is lovely. Shame she added nothing to make the song sound her own. 7 for a technical and a 4 for artistic impression. Giving a total of 45. Placing Violet behind Dark Speeds. That's a shame. Not if you're Dark Speeds, of course, because that means you're still in the lead. Next up is...
Rye Black. I don't know how Rye pulled it off, but he... did a spoken version of Diamond in the Sky. Top of that, each voice was pretty unique. You had Herbert from Family Guy, William Shatner, I think the turkey was a South Park turkey? Not 100% sure. Spoken version was pretty good, but the falsetto needs a little bit of work, unless he is really trying to push the Herbert, the old Herbert from Family Guy. 6 for singing quality and 7 for impression.
I think you're giving a bit too much credit there in terms of characterization. Demick's, the use of pushing the Herbert probably has some kind of connotations other than what you meant there. A 6 and a 7. 6 and a 7. What does Disco Pony say? Disco Pony says, lots of lulls to be had with this, but actually quite annoying to listen to after one play. A 3 for technical and a 7 for artistic impression. I say of Rory Black, again, he fails for not using the instrumental provided. It's amazing how awful characters are essentially Rory as he talks normally. however, technically, it's rather on the meh side, unfortunately. Artistically, I have to say, I have to award biggish marks for talking, for taking a new take on this song. Now, please take said song away. You know, far away. 5 and an 8 from me. Which leaves Roy Black with 39, and that places him behind... behind the others. I made a mistake. I've made a huge mistake. Violet's actually in the lead. Violet's on 52. I don't know what number I was reading out before. At all. I haven't a clue. But maybe it just didn't go through, first of all. The sum didn't go through. But yes, Violet is actually on 52 and is currently in the lead. So currently we've got Violet, then Dark Speeds, then Aurora. Black flagging just a little. Of course, the loser of the All Stars has to perform a forfeit, which traditionally is seeing the DK rap. If you can't remember what the DK rap sounds like.
Here we go!
So the finally here! Performance for you! If you know the words, you can join in too! Put your hands together if you want to clap!
Yeah, so you'll have to sing that. They'll have to sing that. Dreadnought sung it last year eventually on T-Bird's radio show. However, it was all out of sync and he sung the wrong lyrics and the wrong version of the song that I wanted. So I don't care. You'll have to sing it again properly this time. Sort of feature on the next Redux X Factor album as well. Who is next? Who's next to this Grim Farrago?
Trippy, featuring Digi Valentine. So far, Trippy has pretty much the best singing voice I've heard so far. Digi did a pretty good job with his freestyling. Tracks seem very well rehearsed. No one stepped on each other singing. Great job. 9 for singing quality and 9 for impression.
Disco Pony isn't as generous. He says it's very good, impressive, and nice to hear something different from the rest of the entries, giving it a 7 and a 7. I give the following marks for this. This entry, I know it split everyone. There's no denying its brilliance technically and artistically, and my only gripe is that it really goes a bit too far away from Dreams Dreams. Still miles better than last year's Dreams entry, though. The most professionally produced Rex Factor song ever, frankly, and therefore technically deserving of a 10. Artistically, it gained a 9. Which puts Trippy and Digi Valentine miles ahead at the moment on 71. Can any of the following three catch them? That would be T-Bird, Ram the Dragon, or Dreadnux. We shall see. Demux, next one please.
Dreadnux. Is it me, or does Dreadnux sound like he's from Amsterdam in the very beginning? Dread was able to get into the song and still managed to have fun with it. Good job. 5 for singing quality and 8 for impression.
5 and 8 there. We've already heard what Mr. Ponies thinks of Dreadnux's one. He doesn't like it that much at all. For a reminder, it was a 4 for technical and a 5 for artistic impression. So leaves Dreadnux in a bit of a mess at the moment. He really needs some points here to avoid the forfeit. However, it's coming from me, so let's see what we have to say about him. Where has he gone? Yes. Right now we have Svenis trying to ruin throw it all away. There are, to be fair, very good aspects to this. Great layering in places, nice alternate lyrics, and name checking the head judge aside, a sleigh made of heather. Not so sure about that, mate. The use of an almost falsetto disappoints, to be honest, because it sounds like Sven, you actually held back. Plus, you're a bit wavering in places. However, it does show great application and originality. As a result, we have 2 8s for that, an 8 and an 8. Which leaves you on 39. So you're actually tied with your brother at the moment. This could be interesting. So we could have a Jocelyn duet coming up. I might talk more about that later, actually. Next up is either going to be Ram the Dragon or T-Bird. Let's find out. Demux, who is your choice?
Ram the Dragon. She had a pretty good voice. Easy to listen to. Her tones were sometimes a little bit too low and a little bit too high, but overall pretty good. As for impression, it nothing too fancy. Ram was able to keep it nice and simple. Good job on using Crush 40 as backup singers. 7 for singing quality and 5 for impression.
Ram the Dragon has a bonus mark because Ram the Dragon gained approval from Bentley Jones. Bentley Jones, I've been speaking about, he said that about, he mentioned about how he's listening to it and how he liked. He did say he liked T-Birds, but he also very much liked Ram the Dragons. So on that basis, we award a Bentley bonus mark to Ram the Dragon, just the one. But yes, that gets added to the 7 and the 5, and the 5 for the public vote. And Disco Ponies marks. Disco Ponies says of Ram the Dragon, actually attempting to stay in tune is nice to the ear, but that's about the only thing going for it. How rude. How rude to the sweet Sophia. How dare you. 7 and a 3. 7 for technical, 3 for artistic. I think Ram does really well here. She's let down a bit by the mark, but we don't mark on that. She handles the changes really well, holds the long notes admirably, and makes some good decisions in her songs. Again, I've said before with Sonic Goes On, making decisions in the song, she let the vocals that do appear work for her, and work for her really well. Downsides. Missed the beginning of the second verse, and does start to get a bit raggedy at the end. Still, she achieves the distinction of being Bentley Jones' favourite, and therefore earns a special Bentley bonus mark, as I've said. I've given her a 7.5 for technical and 9 for artistic commission, because I really did enjoy that song. That puts Ram on 44.5, which is very respectable, but most importantly, puts her above the Jocelyn drop zone. Last, but by no means least, is T-Bird. Ooh, 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 yeah. With his version of I'm the Eggman. But, yes. Demix, what do you say?
T-Bird. T-Bird did an excellent job with vocals. I love the Tenacious D-style taunt that he put in at the end. 8 for scene quality and 9 for impression.
Big marks there. Big marks from Demix. T-Bird's done very, very well. Actually, I'm just looking here. Just one mark less than Trippy and Digi from Demix for T-Bird. What does Disco Pony say about the bird? The bird with the word? He says it in his audio, apparently. I guess, again, that's really handy. Anyway, he gives for technical an 8 and a 6 for artistic impression. Now, I honestly don't think T-Bird can catch Trippy and Digi now, but he does still have to beat Ram and get above Violet if he wants to get that second place and be the top Sonic fan. Yes, because Trippy and Digi have frankly wiped the floor with everyone. For shame on all of you. All of your stars should hang your heads in shame as Sonic fans. You've let some Knights fans come in and steal the competition. And you've stolen the title for the Knights fan base. How dare you? How dare you? You're all just terrible. I leave the competition for 1 year and this happens. Right. We'll talk a little more on how things are going to be different in the next next year's competition in after the next music break. However, we do have to do T-Birds, T-Birds other marks. I've said Disco Pony. So my marks. This is to get T-Bird into second place and be the top Sonic fan. Plagiarism of certain elements from He Was the Eggman aside, T. T sings with conviction and uses layering in the places where it's truly required. The freestyling bit was a nice touch, even if he didn't get to put in Trippy and Digi into the song. It's night-night time. It's night-night time for Trippy and Digi, for example. Could have been added in there. I'm sure he'll do something later on. Technical 8.5. Artistic 8.5. I'm going to go through the results and put everyone in their proper place. In the meantime, I'd like to present you with some more music, because we like our music on this show, obviously. Let's have... what have we got? And the problem is that a lot of my music is actually on my USB drive, which has Rex on it now. Entirely Sonic Rex is on this little drive. Let's see, where is that? Let's have something from... I know what I was going to have. I was going to have something from Sonic Rivals 2. Where's it gone? Yeah, Sonic Rivals 2, here we go. This is from that game, as I've mentioned. It is Neon Palace Zone Act 1. Enjoy. Not something you really hear every day. Billy Hatcher for you there. Some nice Billy Hatcher, tasty Billy Hatcher, fried, scrambled, you know, it's always the way. Yes, and that was called The Beginning of the Venture. Etc. Which is just a brilliant start. Actually, where is that track? I want to play that track. It's called Lesson Egg. I know I've played this to Rory and Yoda actually at the at what essentially was Rexfest 1.5. This is like the second track from the Billy Hatcher soundtrack, which I actually managed to find a copy of the Billy Hatcher soundtrack, and nobody can have it. It's not going to get up on depository or anything because it's just so rare. These are the kids who voiced Billy Hatcher and Rolly Roll and Bantam and the other one. They're practicing trying to say G-I-A-N-T-E-G-G. So for chant this charm and G-I-A-N-T-E-G-G as well. So this is them practicing. This is Lesson Egg, as it's called.
Yeah.
So we have results. We have results. We have them here. They're here. Did I tell you we have results here? Yes, we do. So working from the back. In first place, because we do it this way for the All Stars version. In first place, winning the All Stars competition is Trippy featuring Digi Valentine with Dreams, a Smile Again remix. I'm going to play that again in a minute as a result. In second place, top Sonic fan that he is, top Sonic fan on the competition, 58 marks is Tearbird with I Am the Tearbird. And third, gaining a bronze medal, somebody who was very, very unconfident in their voice, and they shouldn't be, 52 marks, Violet with Via Destiny. In fourth, with 48 marks, is Dark Speeds with Knuckles' Story of My Life. In fifth, we have Rams, Live and Learn as a Dragon, which gained 44.5 marks. Very well done to you, Ram. And now we have the awarding of the forfeit. The awarding of the forfeit goes to both Jocelyn brothers, who managed to gain 39 points each, and therefore will be singing together. They will be singing together the K-Rap, perhaps. Singing together. Singing together. There's an idea. I'm now going to tell you what's going to happen with the Rex Fact competition for end of this year. Now, there's a reason I'm telling you this in advance. I'm giving you like a year to get your crap together and figure something out. There is a gimmick going on in the next competition. It's going to be duets. Yep, I'm going to make you do duets. We've already had an idea about this. So to give you an example, myself and T-Bird are going to be teaming up at some point to sing Sonic Drive, which will be interesting, especially as we're both singing in Japanese. So we get a bonus mark. Yeah, we get a bonus mark. Woo! So we're already in the lead because we're going to be singing in the Japanese. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, take that, you lot. So duets like that. Don't know what the situation is with other people. I would expect the brothers Jocelyn will team up at some point, unless Dredd's delightful girlfriend Jo can be persuaded into a singing along with him to something or the other. I don't know who's going to team up with who. I'd quite like to see Echo Hawk and Ram team up. I'd quite like to hear a version of Chant This Charm by them, actually. Who else could? We've got Chippy and Digi teaming up anyway. They may well come back. They won't be singing the night song. they'll be singing something else if they did. But hey, just think amongst yourselves, really. Who would you like to sing with? What would you like to sing? It's all very interesting. All very interesting indeed. But yes, now it is time for the winner's song. So the winner of the competition, as I said, was Trippy, featuring Digi Valentine. There's some coming up now. Yay!
I want to see you standing there. In the night, dream delight. I found someone who really cares. In the night, dream delight. I everyone's favourite shade of red, Trippy, featuring our bunny boy, Digi Valentine right here. Dreams, dreams, 2007. A new era of dreaming is about to begin.
Mondestan, minus the intro, which speaks a lot. But yes, and after that was Le Oiseauté with The Magnificent Tea and The Early Birds with A Little Extra, which of course is that fantastic fantastic jazz club stroke or elevator music lounge thing that was The Extra. The extras music from Sonic 06. Yes, so we're coming up to the end of the show. Need to run through some other business first, however. First of all, I'd like to thank both Demix and Discomanies for their valuable time in marking all of those for the Rex Factor competition. I'd also like to thank each and every single one of entrance to the competition this year. It's obviously been a lot bigger. It's been a lot better for the most part, and yes, I've enjoyed listening to majority of those songs. I'd like to thank Elise Bertrix actually for still finishing off that song and getting into us via Dark Speeds. It was fantastic. I would also like to remind you that the vote by now, obviously this is the 1st of March, the poll for voting on the Race to Name competition for Sonic Chronicles will be up on the 3rd. By the time this goes out, you will already know this. Sonic Rex has a choice. It was chosen by Echo Hawk and T-Bird in a very strict confidentiality. There is also a Sonic Stadium choice, and there is also a Sega NES choice. Those are the UK ones. There are three three French site choices, like there's Sonic Planet, or is it Planet Sonic? One of the two. There's Jufrance and it's not Jufrance actually. It's Sega Objective or something. Anyway, I'll be honest with you, the French and German choices aren't that good, in my opinion. There's a choice from the BioWare forums in the US, which is for this agent called The Dusk. I think that's a very good choice. Sega Nerd's choice is the Zorf, which is actually, I think, a reference to one of the arcade games, Graham was telling me, and Forrest. Says that choice. I'm slightly disappointed I didn't go with their reserve choice, which was the Navitas, which is actually Latin for energy. Big up to Sega Nerds for coming up with some really, really classy names there. So Sega Nerds' choice is Zorf. The Sonic Stadium choice is the Psycore. Is the Psycore. This is PSYKORE, I believe. That was their choice. Then you have the Sonic Rex choice. As I said, I had no say on this whatsoever. The choice from Sonic Rex is the Gravitus. Obviously, the poll is now, by the time we're listening to this, the poll is now open on the Sonic City website. Please go there. Please vote. I'm sure T and Echo would appreciate you voting for the Gravitus. However, I'm going to say, in my with my Sega hat on, please look at the alien. You'll be able to see the alien race. Please look at it. Please take note of it. Think what you think name fits that. Okay, it's all very well saying yes, please vote for us. I mean, the Sonic Rex website is, I'm sure, saying please vote for us, please vote for the Gravitus. But I'm saying to you via this, please vote for the thing that you think works the best. That's the entire point of it, not a popularity contest for the sites. Also, other order of business: March the 18th at 10:30 for 11 o'clock at the Millennium Bridge on the Tate Modern side in London. There is going to be a very big gathering of people dressed in games costumes. This is for a world record attempt that Sega, thanks to my doings, are supporting with the Guinness Book of World Records, specifically the Guinness Gaming Book of Records, for the most gaming characters in any one place. Please, if you have the opportunity, and if you're in the UK, dress up in something. Doesn't matter what it is. If it's an anime or manga character, if they've been in the game, that's fine. You know, if they've been in the game, that's fine. Come down. There's details on the Sonic blog, Nick. No, it's not. There's details on the Sega Europe blog, I should say, not the blog, Nick. There's details on nightsintodreams.com. There's details all over the place. To be honest, details all over the place. Please, please, please join us there. You'll get a special prize. You'll get Sonic's going to be there. You'll be able to meet him. Trippy's going to be there. Trippy's going to be there in full knight's regalia. I've got budget to actually fly her and Digi down. Guess who Digi's dressing up as? Bearing in mind I've just said Sonic's already going to be there. And the Sun newspaper's going to be there. Any person who materialises within for this event, say please let the people know. Please let us know because there's a special email address that you that to register your interest. Photos will be taken of you. You will appear in the next Guinness Book of Records. Your photo will appear in this publication. It will also appear on the website. You say that, I say the Sun newspaper is going to be there. It's going to be huge if you join us and make this a massive event. The next Radio Redux show might well be another volume of guest appearances. The reason why is I've got quite a lot of guest appearances now. I think I should appear on the Sega Nerds one at some point, guys. I think I deserve to appear as a representative of Sega. That's Sega with capital S E G and A. they know why I've said that. So maybe I'll be on Sagan at some point. Who knows? The offer is open to you guys. There's the Dreamcast one. There's the Mario and Sonic Day one, and there's also the interview with the Zuka Sound. I need to get through at some point. But the main reason why is that end of this week, beginning of next week, I'm actually trying my hardest to get somewhere to live near London, so I'm getting a flat for myself, or maybe a big flat for somebody else, I'll be very busy with that. After that, we might be able to see what's going on. We might be doing some live casts in the future. Hey, it's if I'm out of the house, I can do things like that, you see, and I'll be more open in doing Radio Redux. Radio Redux might become a more regular occurrence as well, and of course we've got this whole thing going on with this maybe being becoming like the Sega Europe community podcast. Anyway, so those are all things to come up to. I'm going to try and get bang on 2 hours. This has been Art Change UK, this has been Radio X, and I will see you next time. Goodbye for now.